Welcome to Bedtime Stories with Brandon Copeland, and I've got a special guest with me today. His name is James.
Hello. Actually, aka Bat.
Bat? Okay. James the Bat. Well, this story is actually, funny enough, about a little boy. And this little boy, he was just terrified to lose his teeth. And so whenever his teeth would get loose, he made sure to never wiggle them. He didn't want his teeth to fall out because he just didn't like the concept of pulling out a part of his body, you know? And then like, what, giving it to the tooth fairy? Psh, he didn't like that. Did you get that okay? It's good. Okay. So he never wanted to pull out his teeth. He wanted to keep them in his mouth forever. Now, he kept his baby teeth. He managed with very, very careful care of his mouth, washing and brushing and whatever and not pulling them out. He managed to keep all of his baby teeth. Now, what happens is when you keep your baby teeth in your mouth and then you get your grown-up teeth, they still come in. He had two layers of teeth. He had his baby teeth on the front, and then right behind the baby teeth, he had grown-up teeth. So he had two layers. And when he smiled, people would go, "Whoa, you got two layers of teeth." And he's like, "Well, yeah, of course. That's because I wanted to have extra teeth. I took very good care of my baby teeth. And if you take good care of them, they won't fall out." And his friends were like, "Man, that's wild. This is when he was grown up now. You know, he got older and older and all his adult teeth grew in." They thought, that is just really unusual looking. It's kind of different. Well, one day he was walking to school and the sewer, you ever seen a sewer grate in the middle of the road?
Yeah.
The sewer grate was kind of tilted and cracked open a little bit. Like not broken, but just open a little. And he thought, that's unusual. I've never seen a sewer open before. I wonder what's in there. So he walked over to look at the sewer and he lifted it up. But when he lifted it, it was very heavy and it fell down the hole into the hole. And there was a ladder leading down in there. And he was like, "Oh crap, I gotta figure out a way to cover this hole back up or else a car could drive and like pop a tire or get stuck in there. People could get hurt. I've created a real problem here." So he decided, "I'm going to crawl down into this sewer hole and see if I can get the lid out." Well, he did climb down in the sewer hole. And when he got down there, he was kind of looking around. It was really dark, except for the light that was coming from the hole above him on the street level. And once he got down to the bottom, he heard this unusual, there was like an unusual rush of wind, like a whoosh. And he thought, "Man, that's weird." And then, what followed the rush of wind? A rush of water. And it swept him deep, deep into the sewer. Deeper into the earth. And it went deeper and deeper and deeper. And he was just, all he could do was just swim and try to keep his head above water and not drown. Yeah, he was breathing like that. Exactly. He just was doing everything he could so he didn't drown. And so he went deep in the sewer until finally the water kind of reached this open area where it was like almost like a large cavernous room. And the water kind of subsided down. And as he was floating on the top, he ended up kind of down. And eventually all the water flowed out. And it was like an open room. And he thought, "My heavens, I'm glad the water's done. I'm glad I'm safe. But where am I? I'm deep inside the sewer. Never been this deep in this. I've never been in any sewer, but I might be a mile away from my house and I might be a mile deep underground. I don't know. How do I get out of here?" Well, deep in the sewer, he noticed he was on a platform and there was kind of like little streams of water around him in like little culverts. And in those streams, there were fish. He thought, "This is odd. I didn't know there were fish in the sewer." and he looked closely and he kind of looked around. And then one of the fish jumped out of the water and kind of flopped up and landed on the ground by him and was kind of like squirming. And it flopped onto its side, and only one of its eyes was looking up. And the fish looked at him, and then the fish smiled. And the fish had teeth, just like a human. It looked like a human smile. And he goes, "Whoa, what the heck is that?" And then the fish goes, "Hey, welcome to the sewer, man." And he's like, "What the? You can talk?" "Yeah, I can talk. Welcome. We're glad to have you. It gets lonely down here." And then just then, like three more fish flopped up onto the land by him, kind of the little platform where he was standing. And he had two or three. Then these other fish flopped up there and laid, and they looked at him. They're like, "Hey, man, thanks for coming. We really like your teeth." And the boy thought, "What?" And he smiled, and they saw his two layers of teeth, and they're like, "What? Dude, you're the chosen one." And he's like, "The chosen one? What do you mean?" "Well, the prophecy says a man with two layers of teeth will come here, and he will be our leader. You're the chosen one." And he was like, "That's crazy. I got to get out of here." And they're like, "No, wait." And then all the fish jumped up on the platform. Hundreds of fish were squirming around on the platform, and they all had human teeth, and they all kind of had these weird smiles. And then all in unison, they said, "Chosen one." And they started flapping their tails, like flapping on the concrete. You can kind of hear the slappy sound of their wet bodies on the concrete. He said, "You guys, I got to get out of here. I have a family and I need to get home. So what do we do about this?" And they're like, "The chosen one has spoken. Let's take him home." And then all the fish together kind of put their bodies together and started squirming, and they formed into like a giant fish bowl. And the bowl that was made out of their bodies, and it scooped him up under his feet, and he was like laying down in this bowl of made out of squiggly fish with teeth, carried him back up the sewer and actually lifted him. So all their bodies compounded together, lifted him out the hole and plopped him back on the street. And he was like laying on the street and his eyes were wide open. And then one of the fish jumped out and landed on the street and looked at him and said, "Chosen one, if you ever have a problem, all you have to do is smile and say, 'Help me, fish community of the sewer,' and then we will come and help you. Us fishes of the sewer, we can get almost anywhere through any pipe. We can get into your toilet. We can get into your sink. We can get into your school through the school toilet or even the fire sprinklers. So we can get almost anywhere where water can go. So we'll always be here to help you." And he was like, "Thank you, fish community of the sewer. I appreciate it." And that's why you always keep your baby teeth in your mouth, because then you'll be the chosen one. The end.